Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Well, folks, we're back at it again. Slug's 37th anniversary party. 37 bands, 37 songs, one night. Well, we're going to go around, interview the partiers, the bands, maybe even security, and whatever cat left that bowl right there. I am here with...
Cathode.
Cathode. What was your name again? Lars?
Lars, yes.
Awesome. Thank you again for joining us here tonight. You just played. How do you feel?
I'm just excited. Yeah, it was a great show. Really happy to be here.
Exactly. For people that don't know your music or like are trying to get started into it, how would you explain your music?
It's a synth pop, kind of an 80s flavor synth pop with glitch visuals typically.
For sure. Was there a certain like type of soundtrack that inspired you to focus on that synth visuals?
On the visuals? I don't know. I've never thought about that before. The visuals are kind of a combination of nostalgia and just a desire to have a live element to my show that bounces and throbs with the music.
For sure, for sure. And you're with the Salt Lake City Synth Alliance, right?
Yeah, I am.
How'd you get into that? How'd you get?
It's been a few years now, but I met a few of them when I first moved to Utah about 8 years ago, and found out about the Synth Alliance pretty quickly after that. I actually might not have started at that point. I forget. But I knew some of them, and the online community is robust and active, and we've played a bunch of shows and done a lot of things, and it's been cool.
Is there a type of like a initiation to get in, or is it like a application process?
There's a severe hazing process that you go through. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. You just say you like synths, and you join the Discord, and you're pretty much in.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the way to do it. One of the running questions tonight has been like, if you were going to translate your music into visuals and put it on a VHS and dump it at a DI for someone else to find, what would be on that VHS?
Oh, well, since I already do visuals that are long,
yeah, exactly.
It would probably be a lot of that. So I'd use my glitch tools. I usually have a Nintendo, an old one, that I run things through. And so a lot of the visuals are that. So that's probably, I'd put my stuff on the VHS.
For sure. Is there like any type of like other like old electronics that you use for your act? I saw that you had the like the retro TVs up there.
Yeah, today, because of the format, it was very stripped down. Typically, I'll have three TVs and larger TVs than what I have today. And then I use the old Nintendo system.
Yeah.
I have a video mixer. I have the oscilloscope that was what I used today with the bouncing waveform. And I also have a thing called a Hypno that generates all sorts of visuals. And then I run it all through a thing called a Psychonizer made by a guy called Tachyons Plus that just glitches everything to hell.
Well, that's some good stuff. I dig that for sure. Would you think about using any like newer technology? Maybe like move up to the Wii or something like that?
I mean, if it fit the aesthetic, yeah, sure. I'd consider doing that.
For sure, for sure. And do you have your music streaming on anything that a lot of our listeners can thoroughly enjoy?
Yes, all major platforms. Unfortunately, went through a name change recently, kind of a rebrand. And a lot of the music got stuck on the old thing. But Cathode, you can find it Spotify, YouTube, all over the place. The song I played tonight will come out next month. And so you won't find a lot at the moment, unfortunately, but it's there.
Yeah.
Follow and see it eventually, hear it eventually.
Well, thank you, Lars, again. Glad that we had you on at the party. Thank you so much for joining us and performing. It's been an amazing ride.
Pleasure was mine, Anton. Thank you so much.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the forefront of a colossal tidal wave of music and energy that's about to come forward. Okay. We are here with
David Payne.
David Payne. David, nice to see you. And also
Terrence,
nice to meet you. I want to focus with David real quick. David, how many bands are you in tonight?
I'm playing in 6 of the bands tonight.
Which bands?
I only have 3 brand cells, so I actually can't remember the names of all the bands.
I think we got Pure Bats, Demons, Midnight Jaguars. Am I forgetting one more?
Tau Ensemble, Red Bennies, Flat Rat.
Flat Rat. Oh, yes. We got to have Flat Rat in there for sure. Thank you so much for coming out tonight and being a part of these bands. What do you hope to show people tonight?
I just want to try to survive the night. I'm actually trying to record the night, so that's my real passion.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing with the recordings?
Well, me and my friend, famous DJ Jerry D, do a radio show over at KUAA where we play live recordings. So this is a major motherload of live recordings.
That's what we like to hear for sure. I'm excited for that. I will definitely listen to that for sure.
Playing in the bands tonight is fun. Recording them for the radio show is second banana, but my top banana is making arcade games.
I agree there. Well, thank you, David. What time do you go on tonight? Do you remember those times?
I just took a picture of the board, and it's like, you know, the eight-ish, between 8s and 11s, kind of.
Yeah, we're around there for sure. Well, cool. Thank you so much. Well, folks, we're back at it again. Slug's 37th anniversary party. 37 bands, 37 songs, one night. I am here with
Isa Veva.
Hell yeah. And who are you guys?
I'm Damon. I'm the drummer.
I'm Shawnee. I'm the singer.
Brandon, guitar.
Dustin, bass.
Thank you guys so much for being out here tonight. This is the one I'm very anticipated to see tonight. How would you describe yourself to somebody who's just getting into your guys' music?
I feel like we are dark, kind of dark Victorian goth. Is that a good?
Yeah.
What'd you guys say?
I don't know. Everybody who listens to us basically so says Evanescence, but heavier.
That's a better description.
I mean, you would deem this as new metal, so I'll take it. We'll take it.
I know. This is going to come back to haunt me. I just knew it already. I did say in the like a little equation, it's like a hailstorm mixed with like a little big heavens right there. Little feedback or little flashback to this. You guys were one of my first reviews on Slug. Hopefully the review was mainly positive. I enjoyed it either way. Hopefully you guys didn't be like, who the fuck is this guy?
No. We appreciated it.
I loved it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys were going to be playing in a little bit. What do you expect to show us tonight?
We will be playing our first song, Ava. So just to kind of give you a taste of where we come from. Ava actually is based off of Jekyll and Hyde. So it's like Ava being caught between the light and the dark. Like she kind of blacks out and doesn't really know what she's doing. So it's kind of a cool vibe. So.
We're excited to see it either way for sure. So you said you're working on a new album right now. Where are we at in that process?
We are in the process. It's kind of we're on a hiatus. So we played our last show in November just to focus on the next era of Eyes of Ava. It's going to be a whole new experience.
Cool for sure. And if you were going to put your style, your aesthetics into a like piece of artwork, maybe like a painting or a sculpture, what would that look like?
I have to think on that one. I'm all, ooh. Really?
Weird.
Abstract.
Weird.
Yeah. Dildos on fire.
Oh my goodness.
Dildos on fire.
I'm digging the dildos on fire for sure. Well, cool, guys. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for being such awesome people, and we're excited to see you tonight. Do you have any socials you want to plug, any where you're streaming on and whatnot?
We're streaming on, I guess, Johnny.
All streaming platforms. We have TikTok, we have Instagram, we have Facebook. We're Eyes of Ava Music. So EVA Ava. Yeah, Eyes of Ava Music.
Yeah, any streaming platform, Spotify, Apple.
We also have a website, www.eyesofava.com, and we have merch on there that you can check out too. So
we'll get some of that merch for sure in the office for sure. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Awesome. I am here with...
My name's Missy, and I'm with the Glitter Bombs.
Missy with the Glitter Bombs. Thank you so much for coming tonight. It's going to be exciting for sure. How would you describe the Glitter Bombs to somebody who hasn't heard of you guys before?
I like to say we are like a mouthful of atomic pop rocks.
What flavor?
In the slug questionnaire, it asked about the cocktail.
Yep.
And I said we're like a snow cone submerged in absinthe and tiger's blood.
Hell yeah, that's what we like to hear. That's going to be some good stuff either way. What time do you guys go on tonight?
We're on at 11:09, so don't miss it.
Are you guys night owls? Do you like to party after and late, or is it like we're calling it quits by then?
I mean, this is a late night for us, but we're excited. We're gearing up. I've got a lot of yerba mate in my system.
I love that yerba mate. What do you expect to show people tonight?
Tonight, I want to show Salt Lake City music scene what a visual band that we are. I love when people come to see the Glitter Bombs because we have a lot of fun on stage. We're high energy, and we love to spread that positive energy out to the audience. I love that audience engagement, so hoping that happens tonight. I'm sure it will.
Oh, definitely, for sure, for sure. What do you think some of the music that inspired Glitter Bombs was from growing up?
So a lot of pop punk influences. I would say some of our favorites, The Clash, Cheap Trick. I often get compared to, and this is such a huge compliment, Gwen Stefani with the No Doubt. We've got some of ska kind of psychobilly, rockabilly vibes going on.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what we like to hear. What's some top three songs you are listening to right now?
Turnstile Blackout. Oh my God, it's so good. High Fade Burning, actually, without a G. And our new single, On the Fritz. It just got dropped a couple days ago. And yeah, that's on the constant repeat right now. So you guys should check it out.
Get that plug in right there for sure. Got to have it. Well, thank you so much. Excited to see you tonight. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
This night's going to be ecstatic. It's too loud, too pressurized. There's going to be so many people. It's Bianca right there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going upstairs to see what's going on.
Awesome. I am here with...
Imaginary Friends.
What's your guys' name?
Oh, I'm Ethan.
I'm Felipe.
And I'm Carter.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this party. This is going to be a phenomenal night with a lot of acts, a lot of business. First starters, if you were going to describe yourself to somebody who's never heard of you guys, how would you describe your band's sound?
You got it.
All right. Well, I say we're kind of like surf rock. We had a good buddy, Rocco, that said that we were like the 1975 and the Arctic Monkeys had a baby. And I really like that description, so we kind of stick with that.
Yeah, I dig that. What about you? Any input?
I would say, like, pretty indie, you know, we're putting some Spanish influence in there, so it should be good. It should be fun.
Definitely. How about you?
I just like making cool sounds, dude, you know? That's it.
I dig those cool sounds. I dig that either way. But how would you say, like, a little bit of, like, Dick Dale meets, like, a Buena Vista Social Club or something like style like that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, you'd have to enlighten me as to those genres, but...
A surf mixed with, like, a little, like, Spanish fusion kind of style.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Buena Vista is, like, a little bit more like 1970. We're getting off tangent either way, for sure.
Check them out. You have to send them over to me.
Oh, I'll send them. I'll definitely send them, for sure. What are we planning on seeing from you guys tonight?
We're going to be playing Valparaíso, which is our new single. Just came out, so... Want to share with you guys and play live. So.
Where is Valparaíso?
Oh, Valparaíso is in South America, Chile. That's where I'm from. So
Felipe is Chilean.
Oh, are you?
It's his influence, you know.
What
out of curiosity, what do you think? There's been some like Utah underground fusion to your music as well, besides Chilean?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think we like sing about everything from like Ogden. That's where we're from, out to Salt Lake. So I think it's a lot.
I think we're also influenced by a lot of the local bands around the area. You know, you could say like Cardinal Bloom, Lonely Heights, Carter Loves Lonely Heights. Sweet Tangerine, if you've ever heard of them.
Oh yeah, Sweet Tangerine. Yeah.
That's a lot of our influence. Like as far as like local bands that influence us.
So, easy stuff. That's what I like to hear. We were just asking a couple of the bands tonight, like if somebody made like a VHS of your guys' music, like a visual representation that they sent to like Savers, and somebody picked it up and went, "What the hell is this?" What would be kind of the visuals or kind of the themes that you would see in this VHS?
I think lots of color.
Lots of color?
I'd say lots of color, like warm vibes, you know.
I'm getting like pool party, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like good summertime, skate,
pink flamingo.
Yeah.
All the good summertime stuff, you know.
Definitely hot dogs, you know.
I've got to love me that dogs for sure. What would be like your dream unconventional venue? If you could play like a setup show somewhere that you're like, this is not going to work as a show, but we're going to make it work. Where do you think? Like, think of like the Denny's, like mosh pit from that one video.
Honestly, I've always wanted to just like, I think it would be so funny to set up in the middle of like a high school commons, and then like in between classes when everybody's coming out through to change classes, they're coming out and they're like, what the fuck is
or
that
like
sound?
The bottom of like a bowl at a skate park.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like all the skaters running around us. I think that would be kind of sweet.
That'd be a good like a music video or something.
Yeah,
Sum
41.
Yeah,
indeed. Yeah, awesome. I am here with
Austin Brian,
and you're with what band?
Number One Babe Team.
Hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen! Thank you so much for being a part of the anniversary party. First starter question: if you were gonna explain yourself to somebody who's never heard of your guys' band before, how would you describe your band?
It's like DIY. Indie, ranging to indie to emo to pop punk.
That's a way. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like I got a lot of feelings, and it takes different genres to express those feelings. But it all gets into like the indie rock, like pop rock, punk rock, DIY sort of vibe.
I get you. I agree with that for sure. You guys just got done playing, right?
That is a fact.
How was it? How did you feel up there on stage?
It was great, man. It's you know what's cool? This is what's cool is how many bands have just been awesome tonight. Like, I didn't know like most of the bands. I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, these bands all slap. Like, this is great. Great event.
But do you have any like new projects that are coming out? Anything that's big that you really want to like get out there and promote?
You know, like, we just released like two back-to-back singles, and that's kind of been like coming back from the hibernation from the shadows. I'll probably play a few shows in the summer, and then I don't know. But I've just been like grinding it with the singles and then this, and then we'll see where things go from here.
That's what we like to hear. That's what we like for sure. Where did the name Number One Babe Team come from, if you could explain that?
So in Adventure Time, the cartoon. Have you seen this cartoon?
Of course.
Yeah. Do you know? Are you familiar with Ice King?
I am. Yeah.
So one of the early episodes, he's got a drum kit, and on the kick drum it says "Number One Babe," and so me and my friend would always joke like, "What's our band name?" "Oh, it's Number One Babe." You know, like, "Oh, let's add team to it." You know, like, Number One Babe Team. At one point it was Number One Vape Team, but we dialed it back from that. So.
Either way, it sounds awesome.
I don't think we wanted to take a stance on the politics of vaping.
Yeah, we don't want to dig on that vaping, but it's all right. It's all good. One of the running questions we have, though, if somebody was going to put your music onto a VHS and leave it at like a Savers or DI, and somebody found it one day and went, "What the hell is this?" What would be on that VHS?
Static.
Hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Soft words for sure. Thank you so much. We're glad to see you again, and we're going to get you on the next one. You have any streaming on anything?
We're playing wherever you like to play music, but we encourage people to buy directly from artists when they can.
Exactly. That's the spirit. Support local artists for sure, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.